Good evening. For those of you who I don't know, my name is Kim Williams, and I have the pleasure of serving as the Director of Community Engagement here at Christ the King. Today's scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 9. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as fleshly, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still fleshly. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not fleshly and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not all too human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and each will receive wages according to their labor. For we are God's co-workers, working together. You are God's field, God's building. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Today, our focus is on God's field, our memorial campus. Christ the King's Memorial Campus turned 65 years old last week. On April 3rd, 1960, the congregation at Memorial Drive Lutheran Church was officially organized with a baptized membership of 107. From the beginning, many thoughts and dreams were combined with wise foresight and much planning and with the guidance of the Lord. In our scripture today, Paul asks us to focus on God, the one who gives the growth, not ourselves. In fact, Paul does not side with the Paul party, but rather condemns all factions for placing too much attention on mere human beings. He states that neither he nor Apollos can take the credit, only God. It takes all of us working together collaboratively as part of God's mission field, God's building. Prior to the memorial congregation being organized, the Department of American Mission planted the seeds on the site of Memorial Drive Lutheran Church. Shortly after the purchase, Pastor Jack Lean and his family arrived to start the church. Or we could say, as Apollos did, began watering the seeds for God's growth of the church. Throughout the decades, helping others has been very important to the Memorial Drive Lutheran Church, and living out their faith and supporting the work of others, whether it was in Africa or Houston. The congregation was commended for being a top 100 congregation of the church body in worship mission support. They established and maintained an apartment for families seeking treatment at MD Anderson and supported Vietnamese families. They even co-founded Westside Homeless and Memorial Assistance Ministries to meet the needs of the poor during one of Houston's most difficult economic downturns. You may remember Pastor Jennifer starting our Lenten series with a question. Tell me about a time in your life when you experienced the greatest sense of mission. I thought it appropriate for me to share what I wrote and one of my earliest memories of mission, which was led by the founding pastor of Memorial Drive Lutheran Church, Pastor Jack Lean, who actually served Memorial Drive Lutheran Church for 20 years. You see, in 1979, Pastor Lean was called to gather a handful of people to start Grace Lutheran Church in Conroe, Texas. My family was a part of this small gatherings, and I vividly remember sitting in the chairs in a Seventh-day Adventist church on Sunday mornings prior to our new church being built on Highway 105 West in Conroe. I was able to witness the growth of the church through the church construction, watching it as it was planted, watered, and as it grew. During my most formative faith years, I participated in confirmation class for not 1 year, but two. And that was led by Pastor Jack Lean, who taught our very small but very faithful class. All along, Pastor Lean, who started Memorial Drive Lutheran Church, was there, helping to plant and water the seeds of my faith and watch God's growth in me. So you might understand that in a way, I feel like I'm a descendant of Memorial Drive Lutheran Church. We would like to invite you to join us in what the Holy Spirit is already doing at the Memorial Campus. Currently, Emmaus Spirituality Center, a center that is rooted in prayer and ecumenical in nature, is accompanying spiritual directors and educating future spiritual directors. Children are participating in the Chinese after-school class program. There's an organic multicultural garden that's being tended by community members. On Sundays, Emoja, a community of Tanzanian Lutherans, gather to worship there. And in June, I'm excited to say, a free little library and bench will be installed on our property, providing multicultural books to the bus riders and our community. I would like to close tonight with a modified version of the Memorial Drive Lutheran Church's building dedication. And mind you, this was read in April of 1965. Just one caveat. I'm changing the verbiage from past tense to present tense. God etches a vision on our hearts, and we call it a dream. God prospers our efforts, and we call it growth. God goes before us beckoning, and we call it progress. God speaks to our conscience, and we call it stewardship. God gives us wisdom, and we call it blueprints. God gives us freedom, and we express personal opinions. God envelops us in love, and differences are reconciled. God sprinkles eternity around us, and we call it patience. God summons us to labor, and we call it fellowship. God endows us with creativity, and we call it craftsmanship. God speaks to our hearts, and we will call it inspiration. God says, use this house for my sake, and we will call it dedication. God asks, lovest thou me? And we will answer, yes, Lord, thou knowest that we love thee. And God says, feed my sheep. We want to invite you to join us in the Holy Spirit as we discern God's continual growth of the Memorial Campus, planting new seeds and watering God's fields as God's co-workers working together. Amen.